I've never actually been in control, and yet I've had hope. And so how do I just recognize the fact that I'm not in control, but I am in control of my mindset and of my optimism and of the hope that I have in the future?
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls. You are here for a treat. If you find that you are constantly seeking control of your life, but you're actually losing control of it, this episode is for you as we help you find yourself through losing control. And for that, I have a special guest today, Lindsay Epperle. She is the CEO of Jet Set World Travel, which she has scaled from a one-person operation into a team of over 70 members. And in just 3 years, she went from losing her home to recently recognized on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies. She is also the host of Who Made You the Boss podcast. Isn't that amazing? So let's give a warm welcome to the show. Lindsay, welcome.
Thanks, Lucy. I'm so excited to be on here today.
Yay. So would you agree with me if I said that I believe having total control in life is an illusion?
I wouldn't have until about 5 years ago when I think life needed to teach me that lesson firsthand.
Right. I totally think just like perfectionism or the feeling of having certainty, I totally feel this control, this feeling of having control is illusion. And I know now you talk about that a lot. You often share that losing control can actually help people find themselves. So tell us more.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I feel like you brought up perfectionism and uncertainty. And I talk a lot on my own podcast about imposter syndrome. I feel like they're all kind of tendrils of that larger monster that is the control, right? Like these are just different ways we express the need to bottleneck, whether it's like our entrepreneurial endeavors or our personal lives, our love lives, all the things that we think that we're in control of. For me, as a very type A personality and like probably should be president of Control Freaks Anonymous, I always operated in this world where I thought like everything is lined up. Everything is, you know, going the way it should be going. I was a travel planner as a luxury travel advisor for years and years. I now sit as the CEO of my own travel agency. But for so long, it was all about the art of just having that perfect itinerary and that perfect timeline. I really go back to there was a time pre-pandemic when I had a mentor who was trying to help me as I like navigated potential business partnership and kind of what was next for this little travel agency that I had built. And she shared with me that the tighter you cling, the slower you'll grow. And I think that that's really helpful advice in the moment when you think as a control freak, like, well, that's fine. I can let go of it a little bit. But then just a few months later, my business was absolutely leveled because of the pandemic. And I very much learned through all of that, through this like outside circumstance occurring, that it was so true that I was like, I had a death grip around my business. I was the bottleneck for everything. I was the micromanager that everyone thinks that they are not, but they probably are. And as I started learning to trust my husband with business partnership, as I started learning to trust my team to run the company, I had to take maternity leave because I was having my first child. As I realized that my success was not necessarily linked to my business's success, my self-worth should be separated from that. All of these things that I had like so tightly wound up in that upward trajectory, we quadrupled. We managed, like the whole reason we're on the Inc. 5000 list is because of the growth that we experienced during our industry's darkest hour. So it was learning to let go of that control and that bottleneck that really helped propel us.
But 3 years before getting on that Inc. 5000 list, you actually were even losing your home. So how did you come up with hope during those dark times?
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good question. So yes, I mean, it was certainly not easy. I mentioned my husband's my business partner. We had just gone into that decision or even started that decision around the time that that the pandemic hit. And we were also pregnant at the time with our first child and had to make the very painful decision of do we keep our home or do we keep this business? And we had so many hopes and dreams within this business. We had such a clear vision of what this could be on the other side. And we knew there would be another side. The question was just, psychologically and financially could we withstand until the other side, right? And so hope was not just blind hope. Hope was very much a spreadsheet that we had that calculated every single dollar and penny and what that looked like and how long we could go, what our run rate was. But hope also was the idea that I know that the story I want to tell on the other side of this very difficult obstacle is that we were able to use it as an opportunity for personal and professional growth. And so if we hold steady to that mission, and the mission for us was to be a beacon during our industry's really the darkest hour, I know that if we hold steady to that, that gives me the hope that I'm working towards something bigger than myself. And so it was that that allowed us and our team to really feel like, all right, we've got something to march toward. And that was how we were able to grow Jet Set.
Beautifully said. Was there any other times when you faced a challenge that you believe would destroy you or your business, and then you turn it into another opportunity for growth?
Yeah, I feel like it's so common in the entrepreneurial journey to have those moments, right? And I actually have even dubbed them the monsters that save us, because I feel like when we're in the throes of that, we feel like, oh God, this is the like big scary thing that I was afraid would happen. Or sometimes it's like, you didn't even see this coming, right? The lawsuit or the whatever. And you think like, this is just going to destroy me. But in reality, it actually kind of makes you who you're supposed to be. And the pandemic and all of the journey alongside of that was definitely one of those moments for us. Another one for me was actually like not far off of the heels of that, very difficult time for the business and for my family personally. I actually had a bit of a medical journey where, I've always been a very healthy 30-something year old, had a baby not too long before. And when my little girl was about 18 months old, I was sitting at the kitchen table talking to my husband and I fell over into a seizure just mid-sentence. And that opened up this entire medical journey of what is wrong with me. I was actually originally misdiagnosed. I had this gut instinct that something was not right with that diagnosis. We wound up following that, going to Mayo Clinic, but it was, it was 6 months of trying to find answers and of not being able to drive and of really having to let go of control completely because I was now dependent on other people. And there were times that I thought that season might just break me, especially as a leader. We had actually just recently acquired Jet Set World Travel. So the company is now known as Jet Set. My original company that I founded, Epperly Travel, acquired during the pandemic. And so we bought this larger agency. We're only a few months into running that. I'm leading this company as the CEO. And now I have this medical battle that feels like a giant weakness. It feels like, how are people going to perceive me that barely even know me when I have to now get up and lead the team? And I'm so uncertain of what's going on behind the scenes. And so from day one, I just owned it. I mean, I let the team know I experienced this. I don't know what it means. We're going to be finding out what it means, but I'm still here to lead you. I am still here to run this company. And I actually feel like that brought us all closer together and brought a deeper level of trust. So it was in so many ways a monster that saved me, right? It was one of those things that I thought, oh, this is going to level us again, or this is going to make people not trust me because I don't even trust my own body right now. And in actuality, owning it and owning our stories, I think, is what really helped us through that season.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing with us. And I feel like none of that would have happened if you clung on to your need for control.
Right, right. It's like, sometimes I feel like God has a funny sense of humor when it comes to teaching you the same learning lessons over and over, right? I had to learn all of those just back to back to back. But it was like the through line was, hey, you were never actually in control anyway. And so stop trying to cling so tightly and embrace the uncertainty. And when you asked me earlier about how do you hold on to hope in spite of the outcome, I think a lot of that is the acknowledging of, well, I've never actually been in control, and yet I've had hope. And so how do I just recognize the fact that I'm not in control, but I am in control of my mindset and of my optimism and of the hope that I have in the future?
Right, totally. Like you're in this dark tunnel and then you can't see ahead of you.
Yeah.
But you are in control of the vehicle you're driving so yes. that you can take this vehicle out of the tunnel. You're only yeah. in control of your mindset and your own life. That's it.
Totally. And we like to think, and I mean, I run a travel agency. I spent most of my 20s traveling internationally, every single month. And so much is out of our control that we like to pretend is in our control, right? Everything from the weather to the strikes that are occurring in the destination to whatever it is. And when we start embracing that, like, probably this trip is not going to go exactly as planned, that's when we can actually kind of have a good time because we're letting ourselves breathe a little bit of like, all right, well, so say if it doesn't, I'll just keep going. I'm going to make sure I enjoy myself because I'm in that right mindset. Mindset is so, so big.
That is so true. And come to think of it, some of my best memories were in the rain. Like, yes. You know, like you talk about with your girlfriend, like, remember that year we danced in the rain on New Year's Eve? Like, those were the best memories, but yet they were totally out of our control.
Totally. Yes. It's always those moments you don't expect. And I think it's because we can't craft those. And you've talked a lot about perfectionism on your show. And so much of it is that we think it should look a certain way. But when we start embracing the reality, that's when we can really appreciate our lives.
Beautifully said. And along the way, of course, I'm a speaker on confidence and you speak a lot about imposter syndrome. So I want to share your take on how you battle imposter syndrome along the way.
Yeah, I do. I talk a lot on Who Made You the Boss on my podcast about imposter syndrome, because I think it's such an important topic, especially for entrepreneurs. I have a bit of a different take on it, I think. I think when people hear it, their first thought is like, how do I eliminate this? Or, you know, how do I quiet the voices in my head? And I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, no, I actually think we need to embrace this, because I think if you are experiencing it, it means you're doing something right, because that means you're trying something new. You're putting yourself out there. You're actually taking a leap in a way that is not just your comfort zone. And of course, you're going to have a little negativity that comes in and says, like, who are you to do this? Or why would you be the one? Because you've never done it before. So I think I've started looking at imposter syndrome as, all right, well, when it's present, that means I need to keep going down this path, because it's there for a reason. And it's there to help me get in that right mindset to realize, nope, I am the one that's going to do this. It's why I named the show Who Made You the Boss? Because an entrepreneur, you know, the joke is, I made me the boss. Like, I chose this. And so who's going to respect that? Well, I now have to create a life that is respectable, and a profession that is filled with character and integrity, and create a leadership path that others want to follow. So it kind of makes you rise to the occasion.
Totally. And that just makes me think, we as entrepreneurs, we get to make decisions, but we don't have actually control over the outcome. So we're detaching ourselves from the outcome, but we get to be the boss to make those decisions. And indecision is also a decision. So when you feel you're ready, what or how or enough, all those are your own decisions, but just let go of the outcome.
Yeah. You just used a really important word that I think for entrepreneurs to learn, because it took me a while, is to detach ourselves. Because when we're the founder, especially, we have this like need to cling so tightly to what we've created. It's our baby. And so for so long, I had this like very unhealthy, toxic relationship with my business. And we started growing because I started detaching myself, and not in a like eye off of the, you know, off of the prize kind of detachment. I no longer tied my self-worth to my success type of detachment. That's a really important lesson that I think entrepreneurs can learn, is that just because your business is up or down doesn't mean you personally and your self-worth have to be tied to that up and down. And so that level of healthy detachment has been a really big learning lesson for me personally.
Beautifully said. And I think that goes with all areas of our life. Life in general, or if you're in a corporate setting, career-wise, I think that all goes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does. It helps so much to understand like the value that we have as humans, and not just as professionals or as entrepreneurs or as the success of our business. Like, we are bringing our humanity to the table. That's why I like to talk about like the whole picture when we talk about like professional development. It doesn't make any sense if you're not also tying in personal development.
Yeah, totally. So when you are having a rough time now, is there a favorite quote that you go by to lighten up your day?
You know, one of my all-time favorite quotes, so much so that I used to have it inscribed on a bracelet, and I think about it now anytime I'm asked a similar question, is "You Must Take Your Chance" by Shakespeare. And I just think about that, especially in the face of something like imposter syndrome. And I've even come up with like a whole workbook on my website of ways to turn imposter syndrome into inspiration. It's that whole idea of you must take your chance. Like, if you're not going to do it, who's going to do it? So seizing that opportunity and actually allowing it to inspire us, I think, is so important.
Beautifully said. And then where is that workbook?
Oh, yeah. It's on lindsayepperly.com/resources.
Where else can we connect with you?
I love meeting new people. I am most active on Instagram and LinkedIn, but you can find all of the links to that, to the podcast at lindsayepperly.com. And then, of course, if anyone's planning a trip, we have a whole travel agency. That's the whole reason we've been talking today about entrepreneurship. So all of that information's on lindsayepperly.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelm goodbye, and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyluecoaching.com.